the little flowers. So they followed the step of St. Francis of Assisi, for he called poverty Sister Poverty, for he came from a rich family, for they came from a rich family, for he made himself naked, for they made himself naked, for he grew a beard, for they grew a beard, and made poverty a way of living. Life should be evaluated from the bottom. That's how they all began, digging, digging, digging to the inner depths. And they gave us the cool atmosphere we now have, and they gave us the man who never stands, who is black and white, front, back, side, and reverse, according to the occasion. The man who never say yes or no, but who say it could be, to be always on the safe side. They gave us the man who never stands alone. They gave us the man who thinks collectively, moves collectively, acts collectively. They gave us new ritual of acceptance, for you were one of them if you follow the forms according to the rule. They gave us the man who wanted to be beautiful. After the opening. It's been quite a while you've been sleeping, or is it that you're still tired for your bending while you're giving? Sleep well, you gave them the right smile, you said exactly what it was expected, your friends were there to make you feel protected, but how they loved the manly, healthy roughness, your beard, your muscle mixed with some kind of cuteness, they're all so thrilled you're an artist also. A bit of advice. Don't scream so hard, you might be scaring him out of his wits. Or then again, he might call for help, and then his body might be over to protect him. Or don't you ever think of consequences if they could or would, or if they did or didn't, or who knows what, or when or how. Just play it carefully and smart like any others, and say softly, nicely, and make it enough acceptable, and be presentable. And if it has that quality to make a soul, you know it's right. Formula. Just make it intellectual. I guarantee it to you that after the assemblage, it's in the proper accordance with the star of Leo to make it clean, pristine, always with the proper amount of the time-tested neodada, and a good antiseptic and prophylactic, as long as the clean, wholesome sterilization is in it, plus the proper recognition from the modern New Inquisition, and some little writing in some European edition, even throwing the proper spice if an annual at the Whitney will somehow recognize and insert you the pictures. Let us just say that at the time I'm writing, very strangely, there has been a sudden rise in Wall Street of this art intellectuale. Passing by. Excuse me, sir. I'm looking for someone whose face I could recognize among this crowd. And if you see him, could you please tell him to come forward alone? I thought we could share a few words, a few steps, to go forward together and yet alone. I'd rather take this road, though I know it's harder. But I can see the one you have just suggested might lead me back to the path I long departed. This is where I'm going. It will be risky and lonely, sir, just as you said. But what choice do I have? Thanks for the advice. Cakes and crumbs. Let's have another cup of coffee. Cupcake, 2 lumps of sugar, please. How jolly, how intellectually charming. The lollipop is real, have you noticed it? How cute. So nostalgic is the past with memories of memories. How trickly the piece of pie was made of paper mache. Indeed, it's charming, finally something to understand. It's an American dream, having an art of the people, made by the people for the people. How simply democratic. I always knew that after the neo-dada, it had to come a neo-neo-dada. How neo is neo? It's neo, but mostly intellectual. How homey and tender is that roast of chicken? Did you see how lonely was the cantaloupe on the table? How sentimentally intellectual. I told you, you should have invested in Jasper. In Paris, he was a sellout. The investment was sound. Leo had it and gave it to Dick. Dick had it and gave it to Marta. Marta had it and gave it to Ellen. Round and round, up and up. That's how the stock grew. Solid investment. The syndicate is backing it. It looks really big and it's sound. When you have realism coming strong with the same reactionary critics boosting both. Let's have another cup of coffee, shall we? Make a tea for me, please. A cup of cake, 2 lumps of sugar. Odes and epodes to the return of Venus. Come, come, my friends. Do you want to see the naked-breasted lady? Here, I give it to you. With all her past, her approved glory, a subtle tonal relationship of values, of sensuous nuances, or daring dash of color, or tenebrous chiaroscuro, to tie somehow the passage from the body to the always ever-present problems of coping with the formal background. But then the linear might still be of use to give to weight and mass the needed elegance to bring head, neck, and shoulder in the ever-blessed tradition of the Greeks. What harmony the symmetry of breasts might bring forward, and still, within restriction, but somewhat liberty or creation, the sensuous stomach might be bit relief with a pinch of the negative space which the umbilical cord might allow. What analogy of symbols, what a series of inexhaustible invention with the vision of the tides then reveal. What a beautiful forest they might conceal. And what strokes, what abandon, what a shading, what color, what expression, what a mysterious symbol you might unseal. And it's there, in the succulent region of the tides or the hips, or the intriguing esoteric pubic region, that will finally release all the necessary invention or potentials of the artistically developed intentions. The funeral. The American dream is dead. The landscape is dead. Adam and Eve are dead. Their fig leaf is a dried up leaf. The garbage collection is dead. The straight line is dead. All art today is a relic and bound by the psychoscientific inventions of critics, would-be critics, excommunicado critics. Creation is chosen, labeled, packed, distributed, consumed, store, swallow, chew, excremented through the disgusting, sweaty, greasy, fat finger of a Wall Street broker. The artist, in his contented bourgeois status, waits in his assembly line as a can of good commodity. The artist waits for his testicle of creation to be glued down with trading premium stamp from Safeway. We are substituting. For energy, belief, search, we want commodity. We are substituting intellect for intuition. We are substituting the delicate whisper for the scream of assertion. We are substituting castor oil regularity for raw power. Surrogate. Comfort, flabbiness, comfort. Vitality, the great mode of art, is now an embellished chrome-coated car with imitation leather foam rubber seat. Imitation. Strength, not comfortable pest. Energy, not comfortable numbness. Belief, not comfortable acceptance. Search, not comfortable arrival. The grave waits for comfort to be buried.
Why? Wait a second. It won't take long.
The Screw, a newsletter of social consciousness, March-April 1962, issue 1, editorial. This is the first issue of The Screw. We are in a period of starvation and lethargy. The artist is dying a controlled death. The young generation is flabby and old. The old have consumed the original fire. The artist has always been the great spirit of any society. They are now reduced into a castrated bourgeois class. We cannot remain cold and impersonal in front of the cancer-rising death of the artist. Artists in an anonymous generation arise. The time has come to expose the cancer-rising corruption of the whole art scene. We must reopen the diseased belly of the galleries and museum. We the artists are the creators, and as such, let us not bend our asses, but stand up with dignity. How would the brain wash on the side, middle of the road, front, back, side, the one always on the safe side, the cool man? We need hot mind, creative mind, an open-sided attack on the present system, decision, commitment, words for action, and a clarification of the present situation. The cool man must get his ass out of the deep freeze. Artists in anonymous generation, arise. If Wall Street is making the arts, let the strength of our conviction be our weapon. We artists are responsible for the present organization, Birch Society, Wall Street Society of the Arts. How long can the artist wear the fig leaf to hide his castration? Collectors have been wiping our behinds with dollar toilet paper. The so-called big vomitation of words has now turned into a mild academic diarrhea. Let the man who speaks come out and act. Let's take our head from under mother's bed out into the sunlight. Let's flush away the benzodrine pills, masculine pills, and the whole paraphernalia numbness of the brain. We must be awake to acknowledge the present gangrene. Wall Street is making our art. The gallery are making our art. The museum are making our art. The critics are making our art. Where the hell is the artist? Artists in an anonymous generation, arise. Are we supposed to be waiting in some uptown cafeteria for the golden spoon to be shot on our toothless mouth? Are we to be standing naked in line for the ceremony to be performed in our behind? It is our responsibility to save our nation. It is not a threat to the bomb, but to witness the horrifying, agonizing death of our creative spirit, that is the threat. When the creative spirit has no longer a strength to voice its belief, that is the death. When our youth has gone from conformity to robotization, that is the death. When the myth of success is controlling the mind of our youth, that is the death. When the dream of arriving is a comfortable rubberized pillow, that is the death. Creation is the power of a belief to be forward at the expense of any price. Our youth needs shots of vitality. Artists in anonymous generation, arise.